Hi guys, welcome to Us Weekly's Hot Hollywood Podcast. I am Brody Brown here with Sarah Huron.
Hello, hello.
Travis Cronin.
Hi.
And Gwen Flamberg.
Hey guys.
Hey everybody, you ready to serve up some hot news from the week? Yeah. There are so many people wanting to get married this week. There's a split, someone is in emotional rehab, but let's dive into this bad boy. To kick it off, let's talk about the biggest story of the past week, Jeff Bezos and Lauren Sanchez. I'm going to flip it over to Sarah, who is the number one Jeff Bezos fan in the world. Is that right? You're the head of the Jeff Bezos fan club. Is that why you're here today?
100%. Yes. I've been following him for a whole week now.
So beautiful.
We're really close. I've written about 12 stories about him in the past week. So yes, Jeff Bezos was married for 25 years plus to Mackenzie Bezos. They met when they were working together, hadn't started Amazon, a really beautiful love story. They announced their divorce, and then hours later, news broke that, it wasn't as amicable as it was presented to be.
Why is that?
Because he was having an affair with her husband, with his best friend's wife. Ooh. A tale as old as time.
No, but here's the thing. Can we just cut to the chase, please?
Yes.
How much is Jeff Bezos worth?
It changes every day, $144 billion, roughly.
And how much is his, I'm hoping, former
best friend?
Oh. Patrick Whitesell worth.
Oh, a lot.
But not.
Not billions, not I don't think.
No, it's billions. It's like it's 4 billions? Billion. By the way, guys, 4 billion, 4 billion, nothing to shake a stick at.
No, it's very true. But it's, I mean, it's not $160 billion because that's how much that Jeff Bezos was worth at one point.
At one point. That was the highest he got. Yeah.
Well, because that's, to me, I mean, I don't know if this speaks to my character, guys, but that's what I find just wild here. Like, this is potentially, right? We don't know the outcome of these divorce proceedings quite yet.
Unfortunately.
But this is potentially the biggest payout from a divorce ever.
Yeah. Well, because what do you do when you're with someone who's worth $4 billion or a couple billion dollars? You can only upgrade to the richest man in the world, Jeff Bezos.
Yeah.
I like how Patrick is the poor kid in the story with only $4 billion. He's like the poor pauper.
I mean, I'm just seeing Hollywood producers in a whole new light.
I feel badly for him because, we had heard from sources that some sources have tried to say that they were working through issues. Their marriage was not perfect. But, and he had some idea that Lauren might be, engaged in another relationship. He had no idea it was Jeff Bezos. And Patrick and Jeff had worked together plenty of times before.
Oh, yeah. They're friends.
Yeah.
Like, aren't they actual friends?
They had houses near each other.
Right. And then here you have Jeff Bezos, who's just like, I like her. Add to cart. Let's prime it.
Add to cart.
You know, like, he's like, oh, yes. I can have whatever I want whenever I want it. Like, this is how Jeff Bezos has changed the world. And this is how it's extending to his personal relationships. Okay.
Between these two couples, they own like so much property in Seattle. Like they all just live in these exclusive neighborhoods in Seattle, and it's kind of weird.
Doesn't they own most of the neighborhood?
They're like the Bezos family own 3 houses within like miles of each other.
Yes, like around that area.
I doubt that there's that. You know, there's like one really beautiful neighborhood in Seattle. It's Gig Harbor, right? Like, isn't that the...
You're talking to people who have never been,
never been to Seattle.
We like have to sound it out when we see the word.
But Seattle, like home of Christian Grey.
Yeah.
Bagels and
Seattle and Seattle Grey's Hospital. Yes.
And Rain and bagels? Are there bagels there?
Starbucks.
And Starbucks. Yeah.
Starbucks, thank you, yes.
And the Space Needle.
Oh, okay. Oh, Glenn, you're so cultured. You're making us look really bad.
But now that we're hearing Jeff and Lauren are actually very serious. It's not just a fling. They might potentially be like getting married.
No, that's insane, but that's what we're hearing from sources that wedding talk has already begun, which is nuts. But you know, I guess when you know, when you know. I think we're also hearing this because sources are saying, you know, this was not a fling. This was not a fluke that they're actually really into each other. Now pictures are surfacing, showing them out on dates, like going across the globe.
When you're worth $140 billion, like you don't have a normal date. You have a date in Bali.
Yeah, you can have sex in Bali. You can like go to Paris.
You can have dinner
in
Singapore, sex in Bali,
yeah.
And wake up in Paris and shop.
Yeah, for that. Like,
wait a second.
Well, they have a prenup.
Call
this time.
Me Jeff Bezos.
Yeah, please, hold on.
Do we think they have a prenup this time? Do you think he's learned his lesson?
I hope he's learned his lesson. Actually, I don't because I'm like really happy for Mackenzie Bezos and all this.
Yeah.
I'm really, really excited for her, but...
Richest woman in the world.
I know.
Yeah, she really got the raw end of the stick. I mean,
Well,
Patrick
no,
did too,
money.
But then she is getting a lot of money, and I guess that it's an incredible
Patrick
thing.
Patrick got the raw end of the stick. He only has $4 billion. Yeah. What is he going
to
do?
He's got to give some of it to Lauren, I assume.
Well, Jeff really tried.
He'll still have $2 billion. Yeah, he will. Like, still you guys have understand?
Yeah, they had kids together, and yeah. they were together for so long, so he does owe her money. But I don't know. It's so sweet that Jeff and Mackenzie didn't have a prenup, because when they started, they were just working in an office together, and then he started Amazon like in his garage.
Yeah, and then Mackenzie and Lauren like sort of look similar, but Lauren sort of looks like the WWE wrestling version of her. You know, don't you think she looks like the sort of like daytime
I agree.
TV makeover?
People on Twitter said they looked alike. For
sure. Oh, they do. They're the same yeah. wheelhouse. Yeah, you know, it's yes. like kind of like a nondescript brunette. You know, mm-hmm. Lauren is the more exotic
yeah.
version.
Yeah. Plumped and like in a couple Instagram filters.
Mm, yeah.
Totally.
Instagram filters.
Yeah. Totally. Which kind of makes me, you know, that makes me a little sad for Mac.
She'll be
at
right.
least they're like the same age, though. It wasn't like
True.
A younger
True.
Situation. Mm. I feel like that always burns more.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, I guess, yes, it's horrifying that Patrick had no idea that his best friend was sleeping with his wife of many years. But at least they were like going through some troubles. They were going through some ups and downs.
For like Patrick 2 years.
Yeah. It wasn't like, mm-hmm. you know, he thought everything was peachy keen, and all of a sudden, like, I guess that would be a little bit worse.
Yes.
And at least Patrick is hotter than Jeff Bezos. Does that matter?
Yeah, it definitely
I've heard
matters.
He's a matter. Real dirty dog, though.
Oh,
in the old H-wood.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, well.
So, I don't know. I don't know that he's got, like, the reputation of, you know.
Aren't all straight men dirty dogs? But
hot take.
Not all.
Okay,
all.
Aren't
not
most
all.
Straight men dirty dogs?
Maybe.
Actually, even all men.
Ones.
I'm
all
not going to limit it to straight. Hold on. Thank you. Thank you.
We're all terrible.
Probably all the ones worth billions of dollars, though.
Well, everyone is clearly obsessed with getting married, because Chris Pratt and Katherine Schwarzenegger announced their engagement on Instagram.
What a plot twist. He announced on Instagram, not even her.
On Instagram late Sunday night.
Yeah.
With a picture showcasing a ring that,
Sweet
you
Catherine.
Know, only a major movie star could afford.
Mm-hmm. 5 carats.
And it was so sweet. He gushed about her on Instagram. She posted a picture and gushed about him, said, "My sweet love, wouldn't want to live this life with anyone but you." These two have been dating for 7 months. And we had reported, Us Weekly had reported per sources, they would get engaged soon, mm-hmm. recently. And ta-da, we were right. And now it's happening. We heard from sources that her mom, Maria Shriver, you know, her dad is also Arnold
Isn't that
Schwarzenegger.
So cool. I love this story. Also, because Chris Pratt is cool.
Yeah, and it's like true Hollywood royalty. Her dad is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, totally. Yeah, yeah. And you know what the ring is worth?
Yes, we do.
Tell us.
$400,000.
I'm impressed by nothing now that we've talked about Jeff Bezos.
I know. I was gonna say.
I don't know. I thought the ring was really pretty.
It is really pretty. It's classy. And these two are very united in Christ. Her mom introduced them at church.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
He's very religious.
And I love that.
He mentioned that in his.
He's
in
proud
his Instagram
to live
post.
Boldly in faith with her.
Oh,
yes.
Direct quote.
Wow. Well, you know, he was like a real big partier when he was married to Anna Faris. They were just big partiers together.
Yeah.
I say this actually from personal experience. When I sat next to them at a table at the Super Bowl 1 year, and it was.
Did you do a body shot off of Chris
fun.
Pratt?
I believe that Chris Pratt was doing body shots off of Chris Evans.
Oh.
That's a visual.
Was
this skinny Chris Pratt or Parks and Rec Chris Pratt?
Skinny.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, yeah. But, and he was just really gregarious and lovely and fun and cool. But I wonder if now being united in
Christ.
Boldly.
If, you know, there's going to be a little bit less of the partying.
Sexy times. Also, they go to the same church as Bieber. Which I found.
Oh, really?
Interesting. Yes.
They're
a Hillsong couple.
Yeah, I'm so obsessed with Hillsong, you guys.
Too.
To me, it's like it's millennial Scientology.
I think you would fit in really well at Hillsong, too.
No.
Come on, Gwen.
You think I could try to crack that code?
Yes. Yeah, do like a side braid and then.
I'd say your last name is Flamberg.
Yeah.
Yeah. Should I be like, hey.
Jews for wanna, Jesus.
Oh my God.
Just want to check it out. That's a whole other set. Yeah. My mind.
It's also, you know, Anna Faris said on her podcast, she said that Chris had texted her in the morning and told him that he proposed to Katherine. And she said, ah, that's amazing. And she texted him back, I just want to remind you, I'm an ordained minister. Ooh. It's nice that she has at least a forward-fronting, well, public-presenting yeah. sense of humor about it. Because right. she has a boyfriend, sure. And they had a very amicable divorce from what we've seen. And they've talked about co-parenting. And she's also talked about the struggles of, like, separating and how that is after. But it's nice that she has chosen to support him and Catherine.
Well, if she were to perform the ceremony, I think that would be taking it to a whole new level.
It would be incredible.
That would be incredible.
Yeah. But, I mean, it has to hurt a little bit. I can't imagine all of a sudden my ex-partner is now engaged
to somebody who's major. And
yeah.
Yeah.
But also, Anna said she knew it was going to happen. She loves her. She loves him. And she said that she's, like, great with Jack, so it was, like, a really
That's
nice
great.
Thing.
When you have a kid, I think it's really important that you mm-hmm. like the significant other, because it really could go either way.
It sure could. We've seen
so
plenty of people who do not.
Maybe she is truly, truly, you know, over the moon happy, because this will make
her
all of their lives,
too.
Yeah, really pleasant.
Yes, otherwise it could be like a Leanne Rimes, Brandy Glanville,
Eddie
Tiberian situation.
We need another one of those.
I really
know.
Do want another one.
I mean, I'm sorry about the kids and all, but, you know, they're fine.
I know.
Leanne should take someone else's husband.
Oh, there was
really
another
like
one
that.
Today. Ewan McGregor's daughter.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Calling
yeah.
him names on Instagram because she's so mad that he left her mom. It happens. Well, it's not always peaches and roses.
She's and like
for
22.
A co-star. So I think that... When something like that happens, the kids, the friends, it's like you know that there was a fair amount of deception going on for a while. And I think that feels really bad.
Yeah, icky. Well, because we haven't talked about enough celebrities wanting to get married, we heard from sources that Gwen and Blake will announce their engagement soon. Gwen, last year on the Ellen DeGeneres show, said that she thinks about marrying Blake all the time. And our sources have said they're going to be announcing their engagement very soon. And Blake has always wanted to marry Gwen, but she's always been extremely cautious because she has three kids to be mindful of. I think that's sweet.
Oh, I think it's amazing. I love this whole story. I also love every time you say Gwen because I think you're talking about me.
But I wouldn't want you to marry Blake Shelton. It doesn't seem like the right fit.
No, I don't think that it's the right fit. But she is amazing.
She is amazing.
She's a vampire. And she's aging in reverse.
It's so strange the way she's like changed her look to match him. And I mean, she sort of had altered her look to
her style to have like country ranch Oklahoma.
Yes. And like just always like the red lip has been muted a little bit. The whole style has been muted.
Mm-hmm. Her makeup is much lighter.
Do you like Gwen and Blake?
I mean, they're fine. I think it's time. If they're not going to get married, like it's time to either break up or get married. Like they've been boring, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I'm ready.
And we reported they like tried to have a baby and that was interesting. But her last child she had, she was not, you know, in her 20s anymore having
for
that.
Sure.
So that's definitely hard. But it would be nice. I think they'd have like a country wedding, of course.
In Oklahoma.
Definitely in Oklahoma. I would love the Miranda Lambert subtweet or something we take into being a subtweet if this happens. That's what I would be looking forward to.
I feel badly for Miranda Lambert always being pulled into this narrative.
I know, but like she is. We'll always be pulled into this narrative.
She will be pulled into this
narrative. As long as I work for this magazine.
This is true. And she doesn't necessarily have a Chris Pratt Anna Faris situation.
Definitely not.
There was a lot of finger pointing after per sources. And
even recently when the whole Evan Falker thing happened last year, Blake somehow like weighed in on Twitter. Like, I mean, there's still a little something there.
Yeah. And then she was dating someone she had met on tour, Miranda.
Anderson.
Yeah, Anderson.
Tour manager.
Yeah.
Who possibly they had gotten together a little before.
There was a lot there.
Possible overlap.
Yes. But in people who have actually gotten married, not people who are just wanting to get married, we did just break the news and work cooperatively with Ari and Lauren of Bachelor fame, as people know. They were on season 22 of The Bachelor. Travis, you talked to Ari and Lauren.
I did.
The morning after their nuptials. What can you tell us about your conversation with them?
They were in a great mood.
That's good to hear.
They were in a great mood. They were having a lovely time enjoying the amenities.
And she was not hungover because she is pregnant. We broke that story as well.
Right. And also because of the noise ordinances in Hawaii, the wedding had to be over by 10 p.m.
What?
So no one was hungover. Yeah.
Wow.
Ew.
They started really early, but the wedding, they can't have any music playing or because the noise ordinance or even flashing lights after 10 p.m.
Well, let's hope, though, that there was a house party somewhere.
Well, that's what I was saying. I was like, so they went back. They did like the traditional wedding thing and like went back to the bar at the hotel they were all staying at. But Ari and Lauren told me that they just like completely snuck off and ran to the honeymoon suite and like
of
didn't
course,
even go.
Because they're getting married.
Yeah. And Elon Gale. Adele and Chris Harrison were there. I'm like, you're telling me those gents turned in at 9 p.m.?
No, they did not.
So. There's
Sean and
no.
Catherine might have.
Sean and Catherine.
Yeah, they seem very tame. They had their kids there, Sean and Catherine. Mm-hmm. We talked to them as well. And we talked to Chris because he officiated the wedding.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
He did. It sounded like a gorgeous wedding. It was, of course, Twilight Breaking Dawn Part 1 themed in terms of decor. Yes. They wanted more greenery. And yeah. I've always loved that wedding. I thought it was so pretty.
It's pretty.
It's just kind of a weird
really
thing to admit.
Crazy Rich Asians, that wedding has trumped all weddings.
Yeah.
But before that, it was the Twilight
Why get
one.
Married now? You're never going to trump the Crazy Rich Asians wedding.
Yeah, it just sounded beautiful. And they had like the coordinated service where they had long tables with, I forget, like 20 or 30 people at each table. And then they had waiters do the choreographed food is down at the same time. Things up, like a full service.
Yeah. Be Our Guest vibes?
Be Our Guest vibes.
Be Our Guest.
And it just sounded beautiful with the flowers and in Hawaii, even though it was done by 10 p.m., which really gives me a lot of pause. The wedding itself sounded so gorgeous. And there were like 30 people who worked on The Bachelor there because, of course, they saw them all the way through. Yes. So production, all those people, 30 Bachelor people there.
Yeah, and of course, they exchanged their Neil Lane rings.
Oh my God, love it.
Bachelor tradition. But you also this week talked to Dez.
I did.
You talked to her right before she gave birth.
Yes, like the day before she gave birth.
Yes, and then we broke the news when the baby was here.
I love Dez and Chris. I think they're such a fun couple. They're great. She was working right up until she wants to take a week off and then go back to work with her wedding gowns. She just wants to take a week and then go back to working. She does a natural birth.
Oh.
So God bless her.
No, does that mean?
Two times.
No epidural?
Yeah. That means
natural. No, nothing. Breathing. Deep breathing.
Last time they went to a pregnancy center with a lot of doulas to give the natural birth, but this time they just did it at home. I was like, do you
a home birth?
Home natural birth.
People do that. In the bathtub.
People love that.
Yes.
Well, and she didn't do bathtub. She would do bathtub, and I was
kitty
like,
pool in the
when
kitchen?
You talk to her next, you need to figure out where she did it.
But here's
probably
the thing I was
on
saying,
their bed.
I think it was
plastic.
On their bed, probably covered in plastic. But I was like, do you have a room set up? Are you ready? She's like, no, just
Sarah
sort of wherever up. It happens.
What?
So, like, I think wherever her water broke in the house, she was just gonna like hunker down right
Get
there.
Down. Get out of here, Gwen. You and your cavalier. Just lay down right there on the industrial carpet and push the baby out.
And of course, they had
natural
a
means natural.
They had a nurse and a doula who was coming to help, but it's just a natural birth. Yeah.
I mean, Bachelor Nation makes beautiful babies. That Sean Lowe first kid is like the cutest kid on the internet.
Oh my God, I know.
I love that kid.
If you make it to the milestone
of
having a baby, because unfortunately, so many of the Bachelor couples do not make
We've
it.
Never had
they don't
a
even
divorce.
Make it to the altar. Right,
right, right. Which is interesting.
We've never had a
No, because
divorce?
They either don't get married or they do. That's why, like,
yeah.
I mean, not to bring it back. I mean, I'm sure Ari and Lauren are happy, but I did make a bet that they would be the first divorce.
Wow.
We don't know.
You made that a long time ago.
A long time ago.
Before you worked
ago.
Here, when you were
Sarah's
just a teen.
Blushing.
I mean, they were still, they weren't, didn't even know each other.
Yeah, they barely knew each other. But wait, Sarah, you are our resident Bachelor expert.
Yes.
You're watching Colton's current season.
Oh, of course.
Are you loving it? Tell us your thoughts.
Yeah, we're just getting started. I mean, the beginning's always rough because there's so many blondes and you cannot tell them apart to save your life.
I can't tell any of them apart.
Exactly.
Except for the Rapunzel hair one.
Yeah. Oh, she's the one who's never been kissed.
Miss Never Been Kissed.
Heather.
Yeah.
That's her job description.
Come on. How do producers find some girl who's never been kissed?
Well, because this is the virgin season of The Bachelor, allegedly. Yeah,
but she, like, a girl who looks like a normal human and doesn't look like she has
been, she's really
like,
pretty.
She hasn't been, like, living under a bridge for the last,
kept
like
a cage.
27 years.
She's very
Don't
normal
make
looking.
Troll jokes.
I didn't say the T word. I just said living under a bridge. She could be a regular person, not a troll.
Do you drink every time they say virgin?
You know, I should.
You should.
I should. A lot of times I watch the screeners at work, so that could be really fun if I'm watching the show at my desk. It's been interesting. The virgin stuff is really getting old, but Colton's handling it well. We have our first villain, Demi. She's, you know, came down in a bathrobe and interrupted Tracy, who I cannot stand, so that made me happy. Just getting started. I have faith that Colton will definitely find a girlfriend. I'm not so sure that 26, there's a lot of like 22 and 23-year-olds. Mm. They age-shamed the 31-year-olds, which is not great.
That's typical
Bachelor. People were fighting on Twitter about it, but like, she was like, there's no advantage to being old. Like, 22-year-olds
and he's
that.
Only 26.
Yeah, but
26.
You know, the thing is, you know, they're all virgins, so how old are they going to be?
Well, they're not all
not
virgins.
All of them, thank God, not all
just
of them.
Just the lead oh is the virgin.
Imagine
and the girls are virgins.
Really alarming. Where did all these attractive virgins
so many
come
hymens
from?
In that house.
Oh. That would be
there's a hymen in my house.
Oh
This is a whole dance song.
Wait, but we talked to Colton at this group date on Monday, and he told us that his parents were really looking forward to having a new daughter-in-law. I appreciate that he's so hopeful, but it looks like he has his work cut out in front of him with these girls. Because we've heard a lot about this season. It's ups and downs. He jumps over the fence.
He, like, leaves the set for the first time ever. He's, like, a runaway bachelor, which is kind of iconic.
How dare he?
Kind of iconic, or kind of bratty, but okay, you can call it iconic.
I mean, can you imagine just Chris Harrison, like, chasing after him? Like, I can't wait.
Yeah, that will be actually really hot.
Chris Harrison running after you in
the dark. Chris Harrison lives the dream.
I would love to be chased by Chris Harrison, actually.
He's sort of cute.
Yeah, he is kind of cute.
He's cute.
I'd kiss him.
He's our only bachelor divorce, Chris Harrison.
He's the sort of vampire beauty, I guess.
Well, you can have a Twilight wedding with him then.
You're opposed to vampire beauty, Travis.
Yes.
Come on.
Yes, I am.
Travis pretends to be millennial. Yeah. So he's actually...
I kind of like it. Well, that wraps up the wedding section of our podcast this week. And finally, we will end on a serious note. Mm. Paris Jackson, our favorite 20-year-old daughter of the late Michael Jackson, has checked into a treatment facility. She addressed it on Instagram today. She said, "Yes, I've taken a break from work and social media and my phone because it can be too much sometimes and everyone deserves a break. But I am happy and healthy and feeling better than ever. Hope you guys' new year started out with lots of love and light and all the things." And a source explained to us that, you know, it's been a really busy year of work engagements for Patrick, for Paris. And it took her all over the place, and she decided she really needed to take some time off, reboot, realign, prioritize her physical and emotional health. And so she checked herself into this treatment facility to help her with her wellness plan, and she's going to come back revitalized, ready to tackle new exciting projects.
Oh, well, I wish her the best because I feel like Paris is always very authentic.
She's open.
She's super real. Mm-hmm. She's super open. She's super beautiful.
Yeah, she is really pretty.
Yeah, but you know, she's sort of just public enough, and I really respect that about her. I have full hopes and prayers that she will be perfect.
And people have so much fascination about her life, too. She is pretty candid on Instagram and Insta stories. But remember when she was hanging out with Cara Delevingne? Wasn't it Cara Delevingne?
Yeah.
And people were so fascinated by their relationship.
Sure.
Are they girlfriends? Are they dating? And she's talked about how hard it's been. I mean, I look at our social media. People say all kinds of things about her dad. Yeah. Everyone has an opinion about Michael Jackson, and they let her know in her comments. And she's been open. She was hospitalized in 2013 after she attempted suicide when she was 15.
Yeah.
It's tough.
Her dad passed away at a very critical time in her life.
Yes.
She was very young. It can't be easy
with the Sundance doc.
No, there's that Sundance coming out. So a source told us that she was never expected to be at Sundance. But there is a Sundance documentary coming out.
And
that,
so his, like... you know, molestation allegations are, like, brought right back to the light.
Yeah.
Like Aaron Carter and Wade Robson are, you know, dusting off their stories and ready to tell them again.
Ugh. Yeah, and that has to be hard, and that unfortunately always plagues his legacy, and I'm sure that cannot be easy for her as she's trying to keep the torch of his legacy alive.
That's right.
I feel like that is sort of like the reason it's so timed that now they're talking about this all again, and she's like, I can't handle this emotionally.
Oh, and maybe she will just, you know, try to shut off social media.
Yeah.
For a bit.
And it's better, I guess it's better to check yourself into a treatment facility as opposed to having people check you in against your will.
Mm-hmm. And like self-harm at home, you know, like during this time where she's just like doing bad things for herself versus like pay to have people live your life for you the right way.
Well, if she takes a page from everyone else's playbook we've talked about in our podcast, maybe she will get engaged because that clearly
never
solves everything.
She should.
Well, thank you all for joining us this week for our Hot Hollywood podcast. Thank you, Gwen, Travis, Sarah. We will talk to you guys again next week. Subscribe. Let us know in the comments what you would like to hear. We will talk to you soon. Have a good one.